Okay, so are you ready for an absolute full-on confession from moi? Well, I've got to tell you this. So maybe I'm aging myself, but one of the early 1980s bands, the UK alternative dance band Yazoo, is a band all my life I have always thought was led by a man. The song, their biggest hit, what is it again? Turnaround, I think it is. I always thought it was a queer anthem, actually, singing about this man that is the lover and blah, blah, blah. And then I just literally a couple of weeks ago caught a video on Instagram of Yazoo in the 80s and went, oh my gosh, all this time I didn't realize the lead singer is a woman. Well, the lead singer is Alison Moyet. I know Alison Moyet is known for her rich, remarkably bluesy voice, but it is so remarkably bluesy, I never realized that it is a woman behind the duo of Yazoo. Really, since that debut with the duo Yazoo, Alison Moyet has then built an incredible career, mainly more in the UK, but still very talented artist. So I fell down an Alison Moyet rabbit hole and thought I need to feature her on Get Girly So Groovy. In 22 years, I have never featured Alison Moyet on Girly So Groovy, and I wanted to correct that. We heard the song Happy Giddy. That's from her most recent album, recent in quotes, for the fact that her most recent album was released in 2017. We heard the song Happy Giddy. Again, the album is called Other from Alison Moyet. A person making music, like I say, since the early 80s. So happy that I can expand the palette of Girly So Groovy. And this is why I always encourage you that if there is ever a band or musician that you think is just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love, to definitely message me through our social media channels. GSG Radio on Instagram or Girly So Groovy on Facebook. In the middle, it is Los Angeles dance pop duo Magdalena Bay. Their song is called Dream Catching. That's from the band's debut album, Mercurial World. And then kicking that dance party off, another UK Alison. This time it is Alison Goldfrapp, front woman to the dance duo Goldfrapp. Her new debut solo album is called The Love Invention. We heard the title track, Love Invention, from Alison Goldfrapp. Okay, what are we going to do next? Oh yeah, how could I forget this? This is a musician I featured once before on Girly So Groovy, and excited about the music that she's making. Calgary, Alberta's musician Victrix. Victrix is someone that connects the dots between bedroom folk, chamber pop, and the darker side of dream pop. Victrix weaves together the more confessional side of classic songwriting on her latest EP, I Saw Me. Just exploring very different aspects of human existence, the dark side of things. So let's dive into the song Zombie. Again, the new EP is called I Saw Me. Here is Victrix right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. Music right there from alternative singer-songwriter Tess Parks from her latest album, And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. We heard the song, Do You Pray? In the middle, it is music from singer, songwriter, producer, composer, Elizabeth Lowell Bolin, best known for her stage name, Lowell. The song is called Cloud 69. That's from her debut album, We Loved Her Dearly. Recently, an American friend asked me what I thought about the new Beyoncé song, Texas Hold'em. And I said, here's what I can tell you, what I love about the new Beyoncé song. It was co-written by a Canadian lesbian. That is right, friends. Lowell is one of the four co-writers to Texas Hold'em. That is a huge, huge gig to get as a songwriter. Before Lowell, we started things off with new music from Calgary, Alberta, alternative act Victrix. Her new EP is called I See Me. We heard the song Zombie. I see that we have come to the end of the full 2 hours, my least favorite time of the week, but I promise you, I am already dreaming and scheming up new set lists for next week. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. You can find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, or you can find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. If you ever miss an episode or feel that you can't make it through a full 2 hours in one sitting, know that you can listen at your leisure anytime you want. You can find 10 weeks worth, 20 hours worth of Girly So Groovy available online. We are on the website Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Or you can download the Mixcloud app for free. Both ways will get you to 10 weeks worth of the program. I've got to tell you, whether you've tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 22 years, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for over two decades now, proudly serving the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit at the University of Windsor. And since then, I am just proud as punch to say that Girly So Groovy is coast to coast. We are in British Columbia. Maybe you're listening right now in Kamloops or Burnaby or Nanaimo or Shuswap. We're in Lethbridge, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba. In addition to Windsor in Ontario, you can find us in Sudbury, Thunder Bay, and Kingston. We are in Nova Scotia, both in Halifax and Sydney. In New Brunswick, you can find us in Sackville, Fredericton, St. John. And then, of course, we're on that eastern tippy tip of Newfoundland in Bombay, Newfoundland. And then, of course, diving down into the United States, we're in the Chicago suburbs in LaGrange, Illinois. Oh my gosh, that was a tongue twister. It is a lot to keep all of that in order, but what I need to say is just to all of these community and campus stations that take the time to include Girly So Groovy already in their busy mix of programming, I cannot say thank you enough. They get the mandate of just celebrating and amplifying voices, voices often not celebrated or amplified on mainstream radio. If you like what you're hearing, know that all of these stations are nonprofit stations. Many stations are heading into their annual spring fundraisers. Don't be afraid anytime to make a donation to this station as a way of saying thank you for programming like Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap up this episode. Positive People is new alternative music from Alenka Krakus and Jeffrey Moon, two Montreal musicians with a brand new album. The new album is self-titled by Positive People. I'm going to leave you with the song Another Self from the new album. And how about both you and I prove to be positive people over the next week? Take care. I'll talk to you soon. See you next week. Here is Positive People here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
podcast.